my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack
Treiber. Hello, neighbor. Thank you for listening on this Thursday. It's going to be a great day today. This is the last Thursday. Is that right? Yes. It's the last Thursday in the month. We're moving into April. We'll finish off the first quarter of the year on the 31st. What day is the 31st, Brother Jewel? I got to look real fast here. Okay, wait a minute. Let's just take a little look-see here in my calendar. The 29th is Sunday. 30th is Monday. 31st, Tuesday. On Wednesday, it's the second quarter of the year. Well, enough of that. Here's a great song. Thank you for listening. I appreciate you. Because He Came, I really believe you'll enjoy this song as the college students sing for us today. Because He came that I might have life and might have it more abundantly. Let's have the singer sing for us right now.
In a world perfectly made, God placed His most cherished creation. Man, made in His likeness, His treasured possession, His reflection. But man turned himself away, refused His love, fell into darkness. Then His love reached through the night, and on a brand new day. Living in fear of dying in darkness, years wasted in gaining worthless possessions and obsession, lost but wandering on, looking for love in all the wrong places. Then His love reached through the night and touched the heart of man. Then came Jesus, my salvation. Then came Jesus, the Son of God, His gift of love. Now my soul is pure, my heart set free.
a good song, isn't it? Praise God for that. How about one more? It's a short one. This world is not my home, North Valley Baptist Church. You come on in here. You sing it for us. They're such a blessing. No church. I love your church, and you ought to love it as well. No church like North Valley. These people are amazing. They're singing for us today. This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. Thank God for that. Well, we're in chapter number 3, and really a week ago today was Thursday, and I basically spoke on the same subject a week ago today, but you know, you forgot about it, but God just kept speaking to my heart from another verse about the same thing. Chapter 3, I didn't cover this one, I don't believe, verse 14. We know. You know, I'm glad I can know some things in life. This is the record of these. You may know that you have eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. There are certain things we can know. We know, we are positive, we can be convinced of this. Watch it, that we've passed from death to life. Wow. Whatever this is, it's incredible. This is a demonstration of how I know I've passed from death unto life. Here it is. Are you ready? Because we love the brethren. I'm not going to try to get anyone to doubt your salvation, but there are some people in churches in America that cannot say anything good about anybody. They have an opinion, and it's all evil. It's wrong. And pastor, how he is. Well, you know, that deacon, how they are. Well, that usher. Well, that Sunday school teacher. Well, that, and they're against everybody. I really wonder, have you truly been born again? Because this, the guy says, you know, you can take it to the bank. You can be assured of this, that when you're saved, we know we've passed from death to life because we love the brethren. Go back to chapter 2, verse number 9. He that saith he is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness. Verse 10, he that loveth his brother abideth in life. How about verse 11? He that hateth his brother is in darkness and walketh in darkness, knoweth not whither he goeth, because the darkness hath blinded his eyes. Chapter 4. Let's go to chapter 4. This is what the word of God says in verse number 7. Beloved, let us love one another. Love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. If you're saved, you love the brethren. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. How about verse number 20? Verse number 19 says, we love him because he first loved us. If any man say, I love God, hateth his brother, he's a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? You know, I want to be a perfect pastor, but I'm not a perfect pastor. But I tell you one thing that I'm right with. I'm right with every member of our church. I'm right with everybody that leaves our church. I used to think, how in the world could someone leave Lee Robertson? But they did. It would grieve his heart when members left his church. How do you leave a Lee Robertson? They'd leave Tom Malone. One day he had an exodus of hundreds on his Easter Sunday morning. Hundreds walked out on him. How could Tom Malone, the prince of preachers, Jack Hiles would call him, how could he have anybody not love him? But they did. How could anybody, and they left by the hundreds, how could anybody leave Bobby Robertson? I mean, you could not get a more gentle pastor than Bobby Robertson. How do you leave a Bobby Robertson? But they did. And sometimes I look at this, I look at people that leave us and my preaching's not good, or our standards are not good, or they're too high, or they're not high enough. And pastors, you know what I'm talking about, because we've all had it. We've all, every single one. I was in Rockford working for my father-in-law 50-some years ago, and there were five great independent fundamental Baptist churches. All five, the pastors loved one another, but they would rotate members. And, you know, they would leave this one. We had one family, I don't remember their name, but we had one family that left us, went to another Baptist church, and they rotated through all five, and eventually they came back. Can you imagine that? They were members of all five and eventually came. I don't know who it was. I guess God must have erased it from my mind. But can you imagine that? And when you don't have love for the brethren, something's wrong, not with God, something's wrong with you, child of God. Because God says if you love the brethren, it's an evidence you've been born again. Do you know that you've been born again? Does the Spirit dwell within, bearing witness that you've been free from every sin and shame? Are you ready if the Lord should come, or today your soul should take? Can you face eternal years free from doubt and dread and fear? Do you know that you've been born again? I know I've been born again. Why? I love God's people. I love them. I love to preach to them. I love to fly to their church to preach to them. I love talking to them. I love walking through the church before church, shaking hands with them. I love going to prayer meeting. I love God's people. Father, help us to love the brethren, your word says, and love one another. Thank you for being so very good to us. Thank you for the fact that when you saved us, you totally saved us. You transformed our life. And now we can walk in love and in fellowship with the brethren. Bless our listeners today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.